जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी,
जय गोपी जन
यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी,
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
सो नाउ वी आर एट द प्लेस कॉल्ड समाधि ऑफ लोकनाथ गोस्वामी महाराज इन राधा गोकुलानंद मंदिर. फर्स्ट लेट अस गेट इंट्रोड्यूस्ड टू समाधिस. This blue samadhi here is the original samadhi of His Divine Grace Lokanath Goswami Maharaj. His very body was kept here. Behind you is the yellow color, the sandstone color is the Pushpa Samadhi of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The white color marble samadhi is Pushpa Samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur. And next is the Pushpa Samadhi of Ganga Narayan Chakravarti Thakur, the disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. And then there are various samadhis, various acharyas. And this is a very powerful place, one of the very powerful place, and the first temple that we are visiting of the seven Goswamis. This temple actually is known as Gokulananda Temple. And Gokulananda was worshipped by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Radha Gokulananda. Again, Gokulananda doesn't have Radharani. He has Radharani in his body. And the long choti which comes out of his body. It's a very small deity. When you will see, it's a very, very small deity of this size only. And the history goes like this. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to Vrindavan, stayed for 2 months. And he revealed Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. We'll tell the story tomorrow there. Day after. And after that he went back to Jagannath Puri, and then he sent Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and other Goswamis, and he gave them specific instructions that they should reveal the places of Vrindavan. Reveal the places, establish the places, establish deity worship and write scriptures to guide the people. This was the instruction given to the six Goswamis. And before the six Goswamis actually came to Vrindavan, two Goswamis came before them. One was Loknath Goswami and one was Bhugarbha Goswami. And Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami, they both were wandering in the forest where there was no, every place was finished. No place was revealing. Every place was all gone with the time, power of time. Only forest, they were roaming in the forest, and Loknath Goswami was so much in separation from Krishna that he was not in the position to do anything else but cry. So first he was in Khadirvan, then he came to Kumudvan, from there he came to Vrindavan and he stayed in this place. And in this place he would simply cry, cry and cry. And I think in Khadirvan, Narottam Das Thakur came from Kheturi Gram. Brief story about him, Narottam Das Thakur was born after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. But one time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking, suddenly he stopped at the bank of the river called Padma River. And he started shouting, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. And none of them have heard the name Narottam before in the company that he had. So then afterwards, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness, he was in ecstasy while he was calling Narottam. The devotees asked, who is Narottam? Who is Narottam? He said, my Narottam is my great devotee. He is going to come in this village very soon. That village was Kheturi Gram in Bangladesh today. At the bank of Padma River. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath in that river. and deposited all the love of his heart in that river. And the Devi of that river, Padma Devi, appeared in front of him, folded hands. And he ordered that Devi, when my devotee Narottam will come here to take bath, you will have to deposit this love which I have invested in you in his heart. And then Mahaprabhuji went ahead. The river also river Devi also disappeared. In the course of time, Narottam was born, was a Kayastha, in the form of Shudra actually in one sense. His father was a king, and Narottam had no interest in family life. And very soon he reached the river, he took bath. He was dark in color, and when he took bath in the river, he became golden in color. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appeared, Padma Devi also appeared, and Mahaprabhu Chaitanya embraced him. And Narottam got mad in love with Godhead. Completely mad, he fell unconscious there by receiving the love from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. But he already had disappeared long time back. And then Narottam didn't go home for 3 days. They were searching him every village, every place in village. Finally they found him unconscious at the bank of Padma River, completely golden, shining color, different from his color. And since that day, Narottam further lost interest in every worldly activities. And then one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in his dream and told him, go to Vrindavan and take Diksha from Lokanath Goswami. So Narottam left Keturi Gram, came all the way to Vrindavan searching for Lokanath Goswami. He met him in Khadirvan, and there he requested him, please give me initiation. So Lokanath Maharaj heard his story, and Lokanath Maharaj told, I am crying for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you have already received darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in your dream. You are more advanced than me. How can I initiate you? You are my guru. How can I make you my disciple and become your guru? I am crying for him, and that personality has appeared, embraced you physically, appeared in the dream, given instruction to you. So you are fit to become my guru. I cannot initiate you. So one time he went, and second time he said, no, you have to chant 1 crore of the holy name. Jai Shri Radhe Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Second time he said, you have to chant 1 crore of the holy names of the Lord. 1 crore means like years and years and years. But he chanted 1 crore of the holy names in 1 year's time. He must have chanted 20 hours a day. We don't know. And he came back and told, I've chanted 1 crore of holy names. He said, still you are not fit to become my disciple. I cannot initiate you. And then Narottam Das Thakur was determined that I need my Guru Maharaj, Lokanath Goswami, as ordered by Lord Chaitanya. So Narottam Das wanted to serve his Gurudev. If he is not initiated, at least I can serve him. But Lokanath Goswami was so renounced and so simplistic in his life that there was no service for him. You can't find any service to serve him. So what he must have done? He found out a very unique way of serving him. Lokanath Goswami would go in the forest to respond to nature's call in the morning. So he found out that, and he would go and clean that place every day, put water there. So Lokanath Goswami was wondering in the early morning, in the 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in darkness in the forest, who is coming and cleaning my place where I am doing my natural business? So one day he just went there and acted as if he was going for toilet, and he just hid in the bushes. He didn't go there. And he found Narottam with tears in his eyes cleaning that place and keeping water out there. So he just went behind him and grabbed him. Said, Narottam, you are son of a king. You are blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why are you doing this dirty service for me? He said, I may be a king, son of a king. I may be having darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in dreams and physically. But what is the value of my spiritual life unless I am blessed by a spiritual master? Where all this is going unless it is channelized to the mercy of spiritual master? Without Guru, what is the use of all these things? So that time in the forest, early morning, Lokanath Goswami, who is here, initiated Narottam Das Thakur, who is here. And then Narottam Das Thakur, then after a few years, he left his body because he was too much of separation. And Narottam Das Thakur, after initiation, he immediately handed over to Jiva Goswami. So I am not in a position or in consciousness to train you and to guide you and to mold you in proper fashion. So I will like to hand you over to Jiva Goswami. So he handed him to Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami trained Narottam Das Thakur Shyamananda Pandit and to Srinivas Acharya. These three people of disciples of three different gurus, you know, they were trained by Jiva Goswami as Shiksha Guru in Radha Damodar Mandir. They would stay there. And Ratandas Thakur's many stories are there, many stories that his deity is also in this temple to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was such a bold personality, he got initiated and again he went back to Khetunigram. And there in the Khetunigram there was a rice store, you know, rice go down. Whenever people would try to go there, they would be hissed by snakes. The hissing snakes would come out of that rice go down. So Chaitanya, when Narottamdas Thakur went there, they told him, this is a go down here and we know there is a lot of hidden property there. And we can't enter because the snakes are hissing. So I will go there. And he, as soon as he started entering the rice go down, all the snakes came out and left that place. And then he went in the rice go down and revealed five different deities of Radha and Krishna. That was the wealth. People were thinking that a lot of wealth, middle of diamonds and money and gold coins must be there. People were told by the old people that there is great treasure inside this. The treasure was Radha and Krishna. So five different deities of Radha and Krishna, including this deity which is there in this temple. Single Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with raised hand. And one more was Radha Brajmohan. And that deity, he sent his brother, Santosh Datta, who is the younger brother who became king after Narottam left the kingdom as a sadhu. Santosh Datta, he said, please go by the boat to Vrindavan. So that Radha Brajmohan deity is also established near Gopi Uddhava Samvadastali. Just a little bit far away from here. And Radha Brajmohan temple has the Haridam Chadar which was worn by Narottamdas Thakur. Today it is so fragile, if you touch it, it will become powder. But they don't touch it, they have put it in a plate, in a secluded place, and they sometimes take it out. One time I had darshan of that Haridam Chadar. And most of the powder also is there next to that. And some cloth is remaining. And the Govardhan Shila and the Shaligram Shila, worshipped by Narottamdas Thakur, also is there in the temple. The Srimad Bhagavatam book that he was used to read, when that is there in the temple. And the deity worshipped by him, Radha Brajmohan, is also there in the temple. Radha Brajmohan temple. Narottamdas Thakur also wrote many beautiful songs. One of the standard and beautiful songs of great devotional intensity are written by Narottamdas Thakur. And Prabhupada ji translated most of them, like Prarthana is a very famous bhajan sangraha of Narottam Das Thakur. And the mood that he depicts is of humility and prayful mood to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. That Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More, this kind of bhajans, you know. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dina Hina Jane, all those beautiful songs is written down. We are very grateful to him. So this is a place. Pushpa Samadhi means, actually what happened, Loknath Goswami, when he left his body, his whole body was kept here and then Samadhi was raised. But Narottamdas Thakur left his body in a very unique way. No Acharya up till now has left his body like that. Narottamdas Thakur was, because he was Kayastha and he also became Guru and started initiating disciples and everything, so Brahmins and local priests became very envious of him and started challenging him, what right do you have to initiate, are you a Brahmin or this or that? So one time he went to Padma River again and he took bath and a golden Brahmin thread appeared on his body in front of the eyes of all the Brahmins, and then they fell at his feet and begged pardon from him, that very sorry that we are blaspheming you. By Lord's mercy the golden thread appeared on his body. After some time he took his disciples and went to take bath in Padma River. And he said, please pour the water of the river by your hands on my body. So they were all pouring with their two palms together on his body. And as soon as they were putting, his body was melting in the river. He was like disappearing, you know. You would put some water and along with the water, body will disappear. And like that, on the order of Guru Maharaj, because Guru Maharaj ordered them to do that, they kept on doing that. And while they were kept on doing that, the body went on disappearing. It just went on melting and finally there was nothing left. So what they did, they lifted some mud from that place and they made Samadhi. So there is no actual body Samadhi of Narottamdas Thakur. So this is the flowers and the mud from the river, wherever he left his, he melted away. That has been brought and then they made the Samadhi. So this is like that. Simply people, you know, we cannot understand how glorious they are. Not because of this chamatkar what happened, or the thread appearing on the body. That is not the greatness of this saintly people. That is Lord's manifestation of their greatness. Lord is trying to show you how great He is. Something is there in His heart which Lord is getting impressed with, for which He is showing the miracles. But that something which is there, which attracts the Lord to make the miracles, is what we have to look at. The devotion and the surrender and the humility and the service attitude, the readiness to go through so much of challenges, so much of hatred, so much of tests, so much of condemnation by people. You see Tukaram Maharaj, you see Haridas Thakur, you know. Today they are saintly and today we are glorifying them. They have gone through so much of condemnation, beating in the market and so many blasphemies and tortures. They withheld, you know, they were tolerating all these things because they had faith and love for the Lord. For the Lord's sake, they were accepting all the things as the mercy of the Lord. So this is a very powerful place spiritually because all the great acharyas are residing over here. This place is open, you know, before. So the monkeys would come and, you know, pass stool and urine and snatch people's purses and tear their notes and money and everything. So then they covered the place beautifully and nicely shielded it from monkeys now. At least one can come here, offer your prayers to Loknath Goswami Maharaj, to Narottam Das Thakur, beg for the mercy. And Thakur Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, after Narottam Das Thakur, appeared Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And at his time, there was a lot of problems in Brajbhumi. A lot of chaotic situations. Spiritually, everybody was diverted, you know, contaminated. They were doing any damn thing, whatever they felt like doing, in the name of devotion. At his time, they took away Radharani from Krishna, next to Krishna, and they said there is nothing like Radharani, only Krishna has to be worshipped. So Radharani's Murti was removed from that time. You know, so many things were happening. If you go through the history, the local contamination of the kings and the Brahminical culture was so much that Madhavendra Puri established Radharani's principle and started worshipping Radharani along with Krishna. That is later on. But before also, the king, by the law of order of law, removed Radharani from the altar. And the king also was very helpless in front of Brahmins. And finally, by the power of Thakur Vishwanath Chakravarti, she was re-established again. He had to undergo a lot of, a long story. It's called a spiritual renaissance. You know, he caused spiritual revolution by his being over there. And the famous song that we sing, Samsara Dava Nalalita Loka Mangalarti, that is written by Thakur Vishwanath Chakravarti. So he has also written down many standard books that today also are standard references for Bhagavatam study. For example, his commentaries on Bhagavatam, Sararth Tika, his commentary on Dasham Skanda of Bhagavatam. They are all standard books where in Gaudiya Sampradaya, these books are taken as standard commentaries and people refer to them. And based on Jiva Goswami's and other Goswami's scriptures, he wrote all those tikas and they gave us some validity. And his follower was Baldev Vidyabhushan. A very unique story that by the time Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur went to a lot of things in life and became old, there was a conference held in Jaipur. And that was a conference held by priests of important sampradayas. And all those sampradayas who had commentary on Bhagavatam, they were invited there. So Gaudiya Sampradaya was not invited. Because Gaudiya Sampradaya at that time did not have a bona fide, authentic commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Bhashya was not there. So Chakravarti Path felt very bad. It's Gaudiya Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the Sampradaya and we are not invited because we don't have commentary. Now I am too old to go there. You please go there. So Baldev Vidyabhushan went there without invitation. And he cried to Govindadev. Why? Because Govindadev is in Jaipur. You remember, no? He moved from here and went to Jaipur. So at the bottom of temple of Govindadev, he cried like anything that I don't want position for myself. I want authentication of our sampradaya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given of love of Godhead through Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And the highest philosophy of Achinta Bhedabhed Tattva is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at night, Lord Govinda appeared to him when everybody was sleeping. And they actually, what happened was, he went to meet the authorities of the conference and they said, you have to bring your commentary. So he said, I will come back in 7 days. Is it alright? So they felt writing commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam is impossible in 7 days, not possible. So what he did, 6 days passed away, he cried and cried and cried, what to do? And that night, Govinda appeared to him, Lord Govinda, and dictated commentary on Bhagavatam. And Baldev Vidyabhushan wrote down everything in one night. And next day he was ready with the commentary. And people were like so surprised, amazed to see that how he came back in 7 days with the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's how, by the power of Baldev Vidyabhushan's devotion, surrender and determination, Lord Govinda dictated him the commentary. And with that commentary, Gaudiya Sampradaya was accepted as a bona fide Sampradaya at that time. Today it is accepted bona fide because Baldev Vidyabhushan, by the mercy of Vishwanath Chakravarti, did this wonderful leela. And that deity of Govinda Dev, which appeared, was named as Vijay Govinda. And that Vijay Govinda deity is in this temple, which will be opening very soon. Radha Vijay Govinda. Because it gave Vijay to the devotee Baldev Vidyabhushan and established the glory of Gaudiya Sampradaya in that conference. There are many, many beautiful pastimes. Also, Radha Loknath Goswami ji, one time when he was roaming in the forest in Kumudwan, he went to the bank of one kunda called Kishori Kunda. And from Kishori Kunda came out beautiful forms of Radha and Krishna and jumped in his hands. And Krishna smiled, big smile. He said, now we are going to come to you. He spoke to him. Out of nowhere, this Krishna jumped up from the kund and came in his hands. He said, come, take us everywhere. He said, I am a sadhu, I don't have anything. He said, whatever you eat, whatever you get by begging, feed us. So he made a big bag in his neck and kept those deities in the neck. That is called Radha Vinod. Radha Vinod deities. And wherever he went from there, he carried them in his bag in the neck. And when he came here, he established them here, Radha Vinod ji. They're very chubby deities, very nice smiling deities. But when Aurangzeb attacked, the deity of Radha Vinod ji also was shifted to Jaipur. Like Govind ji and Madan Mohan ji, they all shifted to Jaipur. So original Radha Vinod ji is in Jaipur. Very chubby and nice smiling deity, very broad smile on the face, you know. We have Pratibhu Murthy over here. Radha Vijay Govind is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Murthy is there, which is worshipped by Narottam Das Thakur. And then the small deity of Gokulananda, worshipped by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is the altar. And one more unique thing is there in this temple, which you must not miss, is that the Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj was residing at Radhakund. And Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj wanted to commit suicide, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, prevented him. He said, how can you commit suicide? When you take sannyas, the body belongs to Guru and Krishna. How can you kill that body? It's not yours. It's not your property. You are no more the proprietor of your body. This body belongs to Sri Krishna when you've taken sannyas. So he presented, you know, he cancelled the plan of committing suicide because he was in too much separation from Krishna. He said, I cannot live anymore without Krishna. I just want to kill myself. I want to climb on Govardhan and jump from there. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the last days of his life before going from here, he gave a Govardhan Shila which he used to wear in his neck and always bathe that Govardhan Shila with tears of love flowing from his eyes. One Govardhan Shila, very nice square Shila, red color Shila, would wear in his neck and which was always bathed by the tears of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that Shila, he presented it to Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj. And while giving it to him, he pressed his thumb on the Shila. And with the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ecstasy love, Shila melted and created a thumb impression on that Govardhan Shila. And that Shila was worshipped by Raghunath Das Goswami. And that Shila, when Das Goswami left his body, came back to this temple. And this temple is over here. It has that Shila, very beautiful. The Gunjamala, when Gunjamala means there's a red color with black dot. There are beads. And those beads grow on tree. There are trees of Gunjamala. Before it is very soft, then it becomes hard. And then we can peel it out and you'll find a nice red color bead with a black dot on that. And that Gunjamala also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to wear. and very famous in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. So this Gunjamala and the Shila, he presented to Das Goswami, and Das Goswami, when he left his body as an inheritance property, that Shila came to this temple. So this temple has many, many things. The deities of many acharyas together, samadhis of many acharyas together. It's a very powerful place. So now let us go and have darshan of the deities. Shri Shri Gokulananda Mandir ki jai, Lokanath Ji Maharaj ki
jai,
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur ki jai, Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay ki jai, Thai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur.